First of all, we're learning a discourse by the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is quoting a psalm. The psalm says that all the nations should praise God in two different ways. Hallelujah, Shabchu, different ways of saying praise. And at some point they're called Goyim, and then they're called Umim, nations also, two different words. Why should they praise? The verse says, because Gavar Aleinu Chasdei, the kindness of God is strong upon us. Us means the Jews. Ve'emes Havai le'olam, and the truth of God to the world, or is eternal, etc. I'm not going to go through the whole Maimer, but some points. First of all, the most important point is, there are two ways of understanding the two parts of this verse. Like, when is this praise happening by the non-Jews? Is this praise happening because the Jews did something and then the non-Jews praise? Or the non-Jews praise and automatically something happens to the Jews? It's like the other way around. Which way do you understand it? So the Rebbe explained it in both ways, actually. And the Rebbe said, look, first of all, God is good with the Jews during Yom Kippur. During Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur means the Day of Atonement. We are atoned, we are clean, so to speak. We did tshuva, we repented. Everything is so nice. That's what allows the Jews to refine the non-Jews through Sukkot, which comes after Yom Kippur. Sukkot is by offering 70 bulls, and we pray, and therefore the non-Jews praise. So again, when is God good with the Jews? Gavar Aleinu Chasdei, like the second part of the verse, that's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. And after Yom Kippur comes Sukkot, and the non-Jews praise God. Very nice. Why would they praise God? Because we offered for their benefit 70 bulls in the Beis Hamikdash, in the temple, and that brings all kinds of broches and blessings for the non-Jews. Point number one, explanation number one. And the Rebbe also explained in pretty much detail this refinement, how does it work, because there are parts of the non-Jews could be understood in two ways. That's why it says Goyim and Humim, Hallelu, Shabchu, these two expressions. Okay, either the bad parts are lost and the good part is elevated, or everything is elevated. Okay, two ways of understanding, two ways of praising, very nice. Second explanation, the Rebbe said, no, wait a second. We offered 70 bulls throughout Sukkot, and that's for the benefit of the non-Jews. And therefore they praise. And after they praise, there's something added to the Jews. So the praise of the non-Jews is Sukkot. Like, forget about Yom Kippur. I'm not talking about Yom Kippur. In the previous explanation, we said, first comes Yom Kippur for the Jews. They get refined. And then they refine the non-Jews, everybody praises. Very nice. It's now, no. It's a different story over here. We changed the story. The story is, the Jews work with the non-Jews throughout Sukkot, 70 bulls, and that generates a praise of the non-Jews to God. Very good. And you know what? After that, because we work, the Jews work with the non-Jews, and they praise God, now God is good with us, with the Jews. What does it mean, God is good with us? Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, the continuation, so to speak. It's the same idea, but just moved out of focus. So you have Tishrei, all the festivities of the 7th month, whatever, Tishrei, and you say Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Very nice. Either you put the verse saying first Yom Kippur and then Sukkot, that's it. Or you put the verse first Sukkot and then Shmini Atzeres. This is the second explanation. And through the non-Jews praising because we offered 70 bulls in the Beis Hamikdash, in the temple, etc., for their benefit, that generates something new to the Jews. Nothing to do with the non-Jews. Something for the Jews. This is basically where we're standing. And then the Rebbe explained very deeply, like the 5th chapter is a very deep chapter, where the Rebbe explained basically, very briefly, that they're also, because we have Goyim and Umim, Hallelujah and Shabchu, two ways of calling these people, two ways of praising, etc., that also has a meaning that the non-Jews praise God and they still feel themselves. like part of the world and like something separated from God, or that would be Hallelu and Goyim, or a deeper way where they recognize completely that God is the only thing that is in the world, and that would be Shabhu and Umim, like a deeper way of understanding. This is also connected, of course, with the two ways of refinement that we spoke before, either that the bad part gets lost and the good part gets refined, or everything gets refined, a deeper way of refinement. Very good. Now the Rebbe is going to go in the last two chapters, to something more. Like, the Rebbe could have finished over here, but there's something more. Because after all, the verse finishes, Emes Havaye Le'olam, the truth of God, simple translation, is eternal. Very nice, God is eternal. We know that. So what's the verse saying? The Rebbe is going to say, wait a second, the non-Jews also gain something when they recognize that God is the only thing, that God and the Jewish people are one. Like, the non-Jews also get something out of Shmini Atzeres. This is the Chidush, so to speak, the novelty of this particular discourse. All the other discourses basically say, non-Jews, Sukkos, they get a lot of, out of Sukkos, they get a lot. Very nice. Shmini Atzeres, forget it, get out of here. This is just for Jews. In this discourse, the Rebbe says, wait a second, there's something more. Let's go. Chapter 6. Yal pize yesh levayer maimar ha-zoyar ve-biur ha-mashal ha-shiva simei ha-sukos. According to all of these that we said, we can explain what the Zoyar says. That there's an example of 7 days of Sukkos. Ve-zehu le-shoyna. This is what the Zoyar says. Masol le-malko de-zamin u-shpizi. There's an example, says the Zoyar. There's an example of a king that invites guests. Vishtadlu behu kol bnei yechalek. And everybody makes an effort to be over there and to enjoy the festivity, etc. Lebasar, okay, 7 days finished. Those would be the 7 days of Sukkos that everybody, non-Jews also, they enjoy. It's a party, very nice. Lebasar, after that, Omar Malka, Atkan, Anaveatun, Ishtadalno, Kulu Bishpizim. Up to here, me, says the king, and you, everybody, we made an effort, we like worked, everybody together, with the guests. V'karavtun karbonin al shiar amin b'chol yuma. And you, says to the Jews, so to speak, you offered offerings for every single people in the world, b'chol yuma, every single day of Sukkos. That was up to the 7th day of Sukkos. Mikam v'hala, from now on, anaveatun nech de yumachat. You and me, he's talking to the Jews, you and me will make a party one day. Hadoud exiv, that's what it's written, b'yom ha-shmini atzeres tiyeh lachem. In the 8th day of Sukkot, so to speak, atzeres, shmini atzeres, it's another thing, something different, it's you and me, just you and me. V'haynu, that means, that was the Zoyar. She'kol b'nei ha-medina she'iz min ha-melech v'shiva zimei ha-mishteh. All the people from all the countries, etc., that the king invited in the 7 days, nikraim bezoyer b'shemush pizim. They're called the guests of God. That's what the Zoyar is saying. That's what they're called, the guests. Lechirin umuvan. Apparently, I don't understand this. Arei matzinu bezoyar, we find in the Zoyar, shebeshiva simei ha-sukkos yeshnam shivinush pizim iloin. Shen ovais ha-oilam. We find in a different place in the Zoyar that throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, we have 7 guests, supernal guests. Who are these people? The forefathers of the world. Who are these people? Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Chule, all these great guys. Like, for Jews, just for Jews. Vinken, if this is so, this contradicts what the Zoyar says, that the guests are the non-Jews. Wait a second. The guests are Jews for Jews. Suddenly the Zoyar says, no, the non-Jews are also called guests. What is he talking about? The idea is like this. This idea that the forefathers of the world, he's talking about the Jews, are called guests. This is a fantastic phrase. This is tied, connected to the effect that they have in the refinement of the nations of the world. The Rebbe just put together two pieces of Zohar that you could perfectly say they contradict. They contradict, because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the rest, the David and Moshe, have nothing to do with non-Jews. Don't bother me with the non-Jews. This is talking about Jews in the Sukkah, enjoying Sukkos. Okay, in the temple, I'm going to make some korbanos over there, and the non-Jews are going to be happy. Be happy. But Sukkos, it's for Jews. But they're saying, no, it's everything is connected, you see? The Zohar is saying two things, they go together, hand by hand. Called Bnei Medina, every single, so to speak, in the example, every single people from the countries, Kemo Shematzino, Gabi Yoshpiza, Rishon, Shu Avram, just as we find in the first guest, in the night of Sukkah, is for Jews. In the Sukkah, who is it? Avram. The Torah says, Echaday Avram, Avram was one against everybody else. Shenei Maraboyv, it's written regarding Avram, Vayikra Sham Veshem Avaye Kel Oilam, Avram called over there in the name of God, the God world, the God of the world, whatever. Don't read that Avram called wherever he was in the name of God. Rather, he made everybody else call. This teaches you that Avram Avinu called in the name of God. That means made everybody called, every coming passerby, made him call in the name of God. Etc. I don't care about the whole thing, but generally speaking, Avram made everybody else called in the name of God. To the point that Avram affected them, every single passerby, and there were no Jews over there. Avram was not a Jew either. Everybody should be thanking and praising to the one that spoke and the world was created. He really affected everybody. This is also what David HaMelech says, and David HaMelech is the seventh guest. The Rebbe just jumped everybody else, but clearly he's saying everybody had an effect at some point to the non-Jews, for the non-Jews. He started with the first one, and now he went to the last one. What did David HaMelech say? Very clear. Hey, everybody should be praising God. And he's talking about the non-Jews, clearly. And in the times of David HaMelech, there was a Jew and non-Jew, there was Torah, everything. And still David HaMelech is saying, all the non-Jews should praise God. And there's no way of taking this verse out of context. Like, no, he's really talking about Jews. What do you say? He even repeats it twice with different words. That's why this quote-unquote, guys, these people are called guests. Just like a guest that comes from time to time. He doesn't live over there, otherwise he's not a guest. Because this whole thing, that in general, of birurim, of refinement, that the non-Jews should be included and elevated into godliness, that's only from time to time. That's only from time to time. Sukkos. From time to time. Sukkos is just 7 days in the year. Okay, you know, 7 days in the year, the Jews do something for the non-Jews. And the rest of the year, I don't care. The 7 days of the year, yeah. Mashe Einken. Okay, that was Sukkos. Mashe Einken, Inyano Shel Shmini Atzeres. Wait a second, let's move on in the holidays. Shmini Atzeres. Kosher in Bnei Israel, Kifishe Mitzad Atzmam. That's related to the Jews, just as the Jews are for themselves, so to speak, God with us. I know, that means, not as they are guests, because they affect the world, they refine the world, rather, like as they are the children of the palace of God, constant, they live over there. That's why we offer only one bull and only one ram. That's for the Jews, the unique nation. That's what it means, the continuation of the verse in the second explanation we brought. that after we worked with the non-Jews, now God is good with us. Aleinu daika, specifically with us. Specifically with us. Ela, but there's another thing. This is also, there's also something that flows, so to speak, projects to the world. That's what it says, that the truth of God should be projected into the world. What is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is saying like this. We work with the non-Jews, okay? Then we get something, the kindness of God or whatever that means, Gavar Aleinu Chastoi, but don't think that it ends over there. That kindness of God given to the Jews, because the Jews worked with the non-Jews, Emes Havai Le'Olam, that goes also into the world. That has an effect in the world also. That was chapter 6. Chapter 7. Bezeu klalus ayin neshmiat tzilat simchas Torah. This is the general idea of these two holidays, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, Shem bechodesh Tishrei, they are in the month of Tishrei, Oisiyos Reishis, which means the same letters of the word beginning. Yadua, shekol moyad dechodesh Tishrei moyadim klalim. As it's known, that all the holidays of the month of Tishrei are general days. Sheinyanei yanim shachim al kol hashana kula. That the things, or the themes, whatever, of these holidays, they get projected into every single day of the year. Achal, Achel, Rosh Hashanah, starting from the first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, from there is projected into the whole year the idea of accepting the yoke of heaven. He is the boss, he is the king. Vechen, Yom HaKippurim, and then the Day of Atonement, Shemimenonim Shechal Kol HaShana, Inyan HaTshuva. That from Yom Kippur is projected into the whole year, every single day of the year, the idea of repentance, connection, reconnection. Veinyan Matan Torah, the Ruchos HaShniyos, and the whole idea of giving the Torah in the second tablets, which happened in Yom Kippur, etc. Vechen Chag HaSukos, and Shmin HaTzeres, and Chas Torah, and the same thing happens with the last three days, so to speak, three themes, not days, because Sukkot is 7 days, but whatever, three ideas in the end of the holidays, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, Zman Simchaseinu, which are called in the Torah, the times of our happiness, Shemehem Nimshach Al Kol HaShana Kula, Hayin in the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. From these year, days, it gets projected into the whole year, the idea of happiness of fulfilling a mitzvah. Ubifrat beSimchas Torah, in particular, Simchas Torah. Keminag Yisrael shebichom Simchas Torah, Simchai beisgavrus gedolei beYosef. Like the custom in the Jewish people, then in Simchas Torah the happiness is so strong, really, really strong. Bevichinas ki gavur aleinu chasdei, we really feel, so to speak, this idea of God is so good with us, so strong, good with us, etc. Aleinu daika, on us. Inyan ze naase, on us means the Jews. This thing that God is so good with the Jews happens or gets done, something like that, only after that we worked refining the world through offering 70 bulls, liyos, in order to accomplish Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim Shamchu Kol Umim, that all the non-Jews should praise God. After we accomplish that, so God is so good with the Jews in Simchas Torah, in Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Al yedei ze shegavar aleinu chasdoi, vizgalu zugim minus erachim v'yom ha-kippurim. Now the Rebbe is putting together both explanations. So put them together in time. First of all, there's the revelation of 13 attributes of mercy. He spoke about this before. In Yom Kippur. She'az yecholin lifol biru ha'olam, that then, when we are refined, so to speak, in the best of the cases, whatever, that then we can work with the people in the world. We can refine the world. Achel mi'akravas yud gimel parim b'yom rishon shechag ha'sukos, starting with 13 bulls in the first day of Sukkos, for the benefit of the non-Jews. Ad le'akravas shivam parim b'yom ha'shvi dechag ha'sukos, up to the end of the 7th day of Sukkos, where we offer 7 bulls. From the first day to the last day, 70 bulls. Now comes the second part of the explanation. Then it becomes, so to speak, it's accomplished. The idea of the strong love or chesed or kindness, whatever, of God on the Jews, upon the Jews, in the day of Shmini Atzeres, Shebo Makrivim Parechot Ha'ilechot, that we only offer one bull, one ram. And then he brings it in between brackets. V'yesh lehoisif. We could add actually something more. Shegam ha'inyan depar echod ha'ilechod ha'shmini atzeres ba miyom ha'kipurim. Even not just Sukkos and whatever happened in Sukkos comes from Yom Kippur, because you are refining Yom Kippur, you can work with the non-Jews on Sukkos. No. Even what happens to you in Shmini Atzeres, that also comes from Yom Kippur. Why? Because you see a connection. In Yom Kippur also there's an offering of one bull and one ram. So that one bull and one ram from Yom Kippur is connected to the one bull and one ram of Shmini Atzeres. Why do we offer this one bull and one ram? Keneged Uma Yechida. Because of the unique nation, Israel Umalka Bilchoidoi, the Jewish people and the king, only they together. The Hainu, that means, she has nim shachum izgali ha'inyan the yivchan lanes nachal ha'seinu shiremri merosh ha'shana livnei tekiyas shoypa. That then, in Shmini Atzeres, gets revealed, projected and revealed, what we said actually in Rosh Hashanah, before, in the beginning of all these holidays, before blowing the shofar, we said a tehillim, a psalm. We actually say a psalm, this psalm seven times. We say, yivchar lanes nachal ha'seinu, that God should choose us as his legacy or something like that, his portion. That we say this before blowing the shofar. Brackets. In addition to the revelation of all the energy of Rosh Hashanah in Sukkos. Through this, that the Jewish people come out with the lulav, the palm branch and the etzroig, the citron, whatever, in their hands. That through this, says the Midrash, we know we won, so to speak, against the Yetzer Hara, etc. It's a whole thing in the Midrash. Doesn't matter right now. But the point is that in a way that God answers us, in we blow the shofar in from the narrow part, and then he answers us from the broad part. All of this happens through the happiness, gets revealed and projected through the happiness of Simchas Torah. In a way that happiness breaks all boundaries. This includes that this should be projected throughout the whole year, not just in the days of Tishrei, rather throughout the whole year. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the Simcha Shel Torah. The idea of happiness of mitzvahs and happiness of Torah, this brings success in the learning of Torah, this happiness, and the fulfillment of commandments, mitzvahs. And through this, we merit that God will keep His promise, if we go in His rules, which actually means, as the Rebbe says in parentheses, we actually make an effort of learning Torah, we keep his commandments, as I then, I will give your reigns in the proper time, etc. And all the blessings mentioned in Parshas Bechukoisai, etc. To the point that God is going to take us standing, whatever, firm standing to Eretz Yisrael, in the redemption, the complete redemption, the true redemption through our righteous Mashiach, speedily in our days. Now, even though the seventh chapter was like a very summarized thing of the whole Maimar, but I think in the last part of the sixth chapter, that's the real Chidush, that's the real novelty of this Maimar, that even though we always say that Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah has a relationship only with the Jews, in this Maimer the Rebbe is saying that also gets projected to the non-Jews. They also get something. He doesn't say what. That's the truth. He doesn't say, okay, I don't know, I'm not the Rebbe. But clearly says something gets also projected into them. Definitely.